I'm In with the ARCC is brought to you by StoreTech, your technology, our passion. And now here's your host for I'm In with the ARCC, Amanda Blanton.
Welcome to I'm In with the ARCC. Thanks for joining us today. I am your host, Amanda Blanton, Vice President, Marketing and Communications for the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today my guest is Paul Graver. He's the owner of Exodus Consulting. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to have you. You joined the chamber, gosh, it was a few months ago. I remember.
Yeah, it was last fall.
Okay,
yeah.
In the fall. God, yeah. Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Really
it
does. And we met you at a Chamber 101, which is really cool. And I remember you kind of sharing a bit about your story and what you do. And I was like, huh, this might be a first for me. You know, I meet a lot of consultants, but not specifically in your field of what you're doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, really cool. So today we are hoping that you can share a bit about your experience, your life experience, your professional experience, and why you started this business. So let's get started with that. Tell us about Paul's experience. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
A few things.
Yeah.
So my bulk of my career is in the paper industry.
Okay.
I went to school for paper engineering.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
At ESF in Syracuse, Environmental Science and Forestry College.
Great.
And it's a very specific form of engineering.
Yeah.
It's kind of a branch of chemical engineering. So it's a lot of chemical engineering discipline.
Sure.
A lot of chemistry. But it's specific to the paper industry.
Go ahead. I was going to say, do you mind if I ask why?
Well, because back in the late 80s,
sure.
middle 80s, the paper industry was booming.
It was huge. Yeah. You saw an opportunity.
And there was, and especially at the school where I went and got my education your tuition was subsidized if you had enough grade because the industry was putting so much into the school.
Yeah.
So basically I could get essentially free tuition.
Okay.
And 100% job placement.
Incredible.
That'll work.
And even as a young man, that seemed like an obvious choice.
Yeah, I love the outdoors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the paper industry, is very involved in the environment and all that kind of stuff.
So,
has painted history, but
there's a sustainability piece to it, right?
Absolutely.
So there is a side of it that is environmental.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So you went to school for it.
Yep. Bachelor's and master's degree.
Wonderful.
And then started working in corporate research for International Paper.
Okay.
Ended up in this area later on in Corinth at the IP mill in Corinth.
Yeah.
Worked there for a number of years, kind of cut my teeth in manufacturing there, learning a lot about just papermaking and, out of the research and into the real world.
Oh, okay.
Dealing with just day-to-day operations, 24/7 operations. Working with a hourly workforce, and how all that works together. People who lived their life doing that work.
Yeah.
And knowing the same things you know just from a different perspective.
That's it. Yes.
They've learned. They can know when something's going wrong on the paper machine by just the sound and the smell.
It's fascinating.
Where I may know the chemistry behind it.
They
know that something, so it's merging those two things.
Yeah.
My education, my knowledge, and their, practical knowledge.
Sure.
It was really interesting. So I learned a lot.
Yeah.
A lot
so you just kind of had a natural desire to learn all the pieces that went into.
And you're always learning.
Yeah.
You got to keep learning.
Yeah. It's so interesting. And that industry is very fascinating, truly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
When you think about, and you kind of alluded to that, all the pieces that come together in a 24/7, 365 operation. I know sometimes they have shutdowns for maintenance and whatnot. But fascinating that these things are just happening while the rest of us are going on.
It turns into a product that you can do stuff with.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm holding a piece of paper right now.
Yes, you are.
Very cool.
So, my career moved around a couple places.
Sure.
And in the end, the big chunk of my career was at Mohawk Paper down in Cohoes, New York.
Okay.
Where I ran the quality and technical service group.
Gotcha.
Helped with customer complaints, worked at, ran the quality systems. That's where my knowledge base in quality processes really started to really expand.
Ah, okay.
Running that quality program. That company was, it's much smaller now, but, you know, we had an operation in Ohio, two locations in Ohio, obviously the operations in New York.
Yeah.
And then some in Massachusetts as well. So,
wow.
You know, I had quality management for all of it.
So. Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah.
So all of this experience is coming at you, right?
Yep.
You're living it, you're breathing it year after year after year. One day you just decided, it's enough.
Well, you know what? You know, things get in the way. Life happens, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, COVID hits. So, you know, it turns everybody's world upside down.
Sure.
You know, I ended up losing my job.
Okay.
They had to make cuts. You know,
absolutely.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, after 20 years, I was faced with trying to do something else.
Yeah.
And I ended up finding another job, working for a company completely outside of the paper industry.
Okay.
Which was the right thing at the right time.
Sure.
Kind of until it wasn't. Helping run a small company. And then I said, you know what? Let's do something different.
Okay.
Let's get back. I wanted to work for myself.
Yeah.
I reached out to a lot of colleagues. Started to look for another job.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to move. We've been here 25 years. This is our home. A couple of colleagues said, "Hey, why don't you do some consulting for us? You know, we could use your help."
Ooh.
I can do that.
Light bulb. Yeah.
You know, those particular things didn't come to fruition, but it got the wheels turning.
Uh-huh.
So Exetus was born.
Okay.
And I guess I should clarify the name Exetus. It's a made-up word, E-X-S-E-T-I-S.
Yeah.
It's short for extra set of eyes. Is where that came from.
Oh, and I love a good story behind a name. That is so cool. And I apologize, I mispronounced it.
No, it's okay.
Exodus is how I pronounced
it. Yeah,
but Exetus, yeah.
But yeah, that's where that comes from.
Wow.
So, it's funny. It sounds like one of those things, like, ask your doctor if Exetus is right for you. But, you know.
Well, you know what, Paul? I never even would have, that wouldn't have even crossed my mind until you said it.
I got to turn that into some sort of marketing thing.
You could, absolutely.
Yeah. That's kind of how it was born.
Okay.
In that, you know, I could take my skill set, the things I've loved to do for many years.
Yeah.
I enjoyed working. I mean, yeah, work is work, but
sure.
A lot of hours, a lot of stuff, but. I enjoyed the work I did. I enjoyed working with the people I've worked with.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's a chance to do that again.
Absolutely. And you are one of my favorite people, someone who, had an unfortunate circumstance happen during COVID and turned it around and created a business out of it. I can't tell you how many people I've had on this show that have done that, and it's just so cool to hear the stories.
You know, you got to turn the page.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Absolutely.
Forward. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So this is cool. It didn't really fall on your lap, but things kind of lined up for it.
Yeah, things happen for a reason.
I'm
a believer of that.
Yeah. So then let's talk about your actual mission now that you've created the business, right?
Yeah.
You had some what you thought were potential clients that didn't come to fruition.
In the beginning, yeah.
But you stood back up and you're here.
Yeah.
So what does Exetus do?
I help business. That's really what I want to do. Help a business do better.
Yeah.
You know, and my target group is like a small to mid-sized manufacturing.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I have a lot of background in paper. That's my wheelhouse. That's my sweet spot. But any manufacturing, whether you're making paper or making widgets or doing whatever, process is a process.
Yep.
Quality is quality. How you measure quality, the things you look at. Numbers, I'm a data guy.
Ah.
So numbers are numbers.
Yep.
And you look at the numbers will tell the tale.
Sure.
And a lot of small and mid-sized companies don't have bandwidth is probably the wrong way to put it, but the resources.
Yeah, of
course.
Whether
it's internally, it's time. Time is a huge resource.
Mm.
Who has the time to look at stuff and to analyze and to dig into what you're doing?
Yeah.
What you need is an extra set of eyes.
There you go.
So I want to help companies, because I've been there. I've been there in that. Customers are calling, machines breaking down, this shipment hasn't shown up, blah, blah, blah. You're fighting fires all day. You're constantly fighting the chaos just to get through the day.
That's it.
And that list of things, that nagging things that you know there's a solution to, but you just can't get to them.
Yeah.
They're always there.
Yep.
So get that extra set of eyes to help you get after those things.
Absolutely.
And because that will get you to the next level. That'll help you get where you need to go. And so that's what I want to offer. That's my mission, is to be that extra set of eyes for a small and mid-sized company to help them get to that next level.
Absolutely.
Because so many things are involved with getting there, getting your team on board.
Yeah, of
course. Getting people feeling good about what's happening, seeing the results of that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an all-in thing from top to bottom, you know, and getting the team really focused on that improvement and then living the their achievement of getting there.
Sure.
Then I can walk away.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not there for the long term. You want to hire me, and, you know, for 20 years, that's fine.
Whatever. Right.
but you know, I'm there to help you help your team take what you're doing and make it better.
Yeah.
And then I'm out.
Yeah.
And then you continue to succeed.
Yeah.
And if you want to bring me back for something else, that's fine.
Sure. No, totally makes sense.
You know, that's my mission is to help you get to there, because, you know, so many companies are just struggling. Struggling is probably the wrong word, but just hanging on. Trying to make the donuts, doing their thing.
Right. Running in the hamster wheel is one of the things I like
one.
To say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where you're just like, this is what we do every day.
Yeah.
We don't have the time or the bandwidth to think about how can we do it better.
How can
we
do it better?
Yeah.
And sometimes that you need that outside vision to see, like, oh, that was right in front of me. I just never saw it.
Absolutely.
And give you some steps and some tools to make it real.
Absolutely.
And to make it sustainable.
Sure.
That's the other key is you got to build on what's already there.
Yeah.
Because if you say, oh, you're doing it all wrong, you got to do it this way, that won't work.
Oof.
That won't work, because you're changing everything. Change is scary. Change can be toxic.
Yeah.
If it's not handled right.
Absolutely.
And it can be destructive.
Yeah.
So build on what you have.
Yep.
But it starts with communication and honesty.
Yeah.
Because to fix a problem, you have to be honest about what the problem is.
Oh, Paul, you're so right.
So that's honestly look at what's happening and figure out what we got to do.
Yeah.
Because that, and build on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Take, you know, rejoice in what you've done well.
Sure.
And, you know, pat yourself on the back for what you've done well, because you haven't gotten here on your own.
Right.
So, you know. That's a long-winded version of what my mission is.
No, but you brought up so many great points, which I'm hoping we can elaborate a little bit more on. But, you know, we live in a region where there are a ton of small to medium-sized businesses, right?
Yeah.
And whether they want to take it to the next level and become a large business or not, the facts are, or they are probably dealing with many challenges on the daily or monthly or whatever basis that they may not just be able to get to.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
You can't just bring your friend or your cousin into work and say, hey, we need an extra set of eyes here. Can you tell us what we're doing wrong? Because they don't know the industry or they're not aware. But you have the experience, right?
Yeah.
Decades. Yeah. Not that we're talking about how old we are here. But, you know, decades of experience where you can come in and say, you know what? I've seen this before. And I think I know what we can do.
Or how about why don't we take another look at it?
Let's
look at it from this perspective. Or let's look at the data and say, look where these two lines don't match up.
Right.
Here's what's happening here.
Yeah.
So the data will tell a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then just to reiterate, you're not there to wipe the slate clean and start over.
No, that's the last thing I'm going
to
do.
Right. You are there to tweak. Or pivot is another word we love to use. Pivot,
That's build on. That's fortify the structure of what you have and build on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
So,
although your mission seems very simple to understand, I'm sure it is not that simple in practice.
Everybody's different. Every operation is different.
Yeah.
And it's going to be customized for every particular. You know, what's their story? What's their issue?
Yeah.
What's their thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so.
Okay, awesome. Well, we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be right back on I'm In with the ARCC.
Hi, my name is David Cohen. As a project engineer at StoreTech, I focus on upgrading and improving technology that businesses rely on to be efficient and eliminate boundaries to productivity. What's different about StoreTech is the dedication to their customers and down-to-earth approach to IT. Our only agenda is to make life easier for you and your employees and allow you to focus on what's important. It's a true pleasure to be a part of StoreTech. I leave work with a real sense of pride knowing I'm part of such a wonderful team of enthusiastic people with unmatched knowledge and experience. Call us today at 518-793-1111 and see how our team can elevate your business to the next level.
And now, back to I'm In with the ARCC. Here's your host, Amanda Blanton.
And we're back. Thanks again for tuning in to I'm In with the ARCC, sponsored by StoreTech, your technology, our passion. And I'm here with Paul Graver, owner of Exetis Consulting. Yes. There we go. Your extra set of eyes.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. So thank you again for sharing a bit about your experience and the story of what led you up to starting your consulting business. One thing I want to ask you, and we kind of alluded to it again, but before the show, we were talking about how sometimes when people hear the word consultant, it sometimes comes with a negative connotation. Right.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, what are the benefits of working with a consultant?
Well, if you can find the right consultant,
yes,
you can pick up on a lot of good experience.
Okay.
Because most of consultants come from a background of having a lot of experience.
Yeah.
You know, because especially given what's gone on over the last number of years, there's been a lot of turnover in companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, experience walks out the door.
Yeah.
Knowledge walks out the door.
Yes.
And so here's an opportunity to bring some of that knowledge back in, but not have to pay a full salary, not have to pay all the benefits, all that kind of stuff.
Great points.
But again, it's also a fresh, I don't want to say extra set of eyes so many times, but it's a fresh set of eyes, a fresh look at things. Maybe because, again, you talked about the hamster wheel. It's like, oh, we got to, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you can't step, you know, sometimes you can't step back enough to see something that's right in front of you.
Sure.
And a consultant or someone coming from the outside can help see that.
Yeah.
And help kind of like, oh, look at this or look at that or just, you know, sometimes just add a little new perspective.
Sure.
And that's all you need.
Yeah.
To jump to the next thing.
That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I think you're unique, too, in a sense that you've been in those positions. You've seen all the work that goes on in these manufacturing settings from, you know, the floor workers all the way up to the office positions, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you may be unique in that, right? I feel like you're the first.
I have something good to offer. Yeah,
you're the first person I met that is truly concentrating on that industry. But I understand you will work with any business.
Yeah, I'm kind of industry agnostic, I guess. But you know, again, obviously, any kind of paper related, print related, that's where I can add additional technical expertise.
Absolutely.
But any kind of operation
with
you know,
anyone that has processes and procedures
any kind of procedures.
Very cool. Okay. Yep. So let's talk a bit about the actual client experience, right? Because somebody could be listening and is wondering like, okay, well, I'm listening, I'm interested, but what does this actually look like? So I understand you have some steps that you go through. There is a process, which I love. I'm a detail-oriented, organized person. I love processes.
Yep.
So where does it begin? Where do we start?
It begins with a conversation. Let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
What
are you looking for?
Are
you looking for, you know, cost improvement? You know, you want to reduce your complaint rate? What I mean, there's 100 things you could choose from. You know, what are the issues? Let's keep it simple. I mean, you can't fix everything.
Right.
But let's focus on some things. Let's have an honest conversation about what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because meeting your expectation, I need to understand what you're looking for.
Sure.
So let's have an honest conversation about that. And then start getting into what's been really happening.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, again, that open up about what's going wrong. Let's be honest about what's going wrong. Let's start looking at the numbers.
Like full transparency, right?
Full transparency.
Yeah,
And you know, give me access to some data.
Sure.
Show me what you know, who are the team members you want me to work with, all that kind of thing. Let me meet everybody, okay? Understand, you know, where we're all coming from. Understand the team needs to understand what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
Because I got to gain their trust as well.
Mm-hmm.
I got to earn their trust, I should say.
The buy-in, right?
Yeah,
you had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
It's so important.
And then you start digging into stuff and start identifying what the opportunities are, and then you work on a pathway to get there.
Okay.
So it's you know, get to know everybody, understand the problem or the issues, dig into the information, dig into the data.
Yep.
Do some process observation. Let me come in and hang around for a while and just watch what you do. Tell me why you do what you do.
Oh, okay.
Let's process map you a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's walk through your process. Maybe you're skipping a step and you don't even realize it, or you should have an extra look here or look there.
Sure.
You know, if you're looking at a quality process or whatever, is what are you measuring? Why are you measuring it?
You know,
what has changed that you need to know about?
Yeah. So
there's just a lot of kind of back and forth to identify
a lot of
things.
A lot of discovery. Right? A very inquisitive approach.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You know, not saying you're doing anything wrong.
Sure.
But let's understand why you're doing what you're doing, because maybe there's a better way. Or maybe there's a different way.
Absolutely.
That's going to give you a little bit more perspective or a little more efficiency or a little better quality. And at the same time, you're going to educate your team more about what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to feel good about what they're doing.
Sure.
So maybe a little bit of education of your team will help them do their job a little bit better.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, perhaps this could happen in any industry.
Yeah.
You may, in your job, have no idea what the people around you are doing or how it contributes to the overall job, right?
Yep.
And it sounds like during your process, you might have an opportunity to kind of educate different areas.
Yeah.
Like, did you know that the guys right next to you are doing this and that affects your job because of that?
Yeah.
And that's so cool.
And your actual customer may be the guy farther in the next step of the process.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate customer at the end who's buying your product.
Right.
But your customer
may
be the guy next to you
sure.
who's got to pick up where you've left off.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of steps. So understanding all that,
mm-hmm.
getting the team engaged, coming up with a process and a plan, a path forward, putting it in place. And then measuring what you're doing.
Ah.
Measure. So understand what you're going to measure.
Yep.
And then so you can track your success, track your failures, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then adapt as you go. And then hand off.
Okay.
You know, then there's the big handoff saying, okay, you guys got this.
Okay.
You know, I'm happy to come back and, you know, check in
sure.
or whatever. But, you know, this is where we've gotten. You guys are taking it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you later.
That was going to be my next question is when do you make your exit? But it sounds like you stay on longer than I thought you would, which is great.
It depends on what they want. It depends on what they want.
Sure.
And it depends on the situation, what you're doing.
But the fact that you're willing to stick around to say, let's make sure this is working.
Yeah.
right. And getting the results that the business wants.
Or do a scale off where I, little by little, I kind of back away and check in every once in a while, whatever.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I love that because, again, as a consultant, it's important for you to be involved as much as possible.
Yes.
And I love your inquisitive approach
Thank you.
Just dive right in, right?
Yeah.
It probably is a little time consuming, but worth it at the end,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
yeah.
Again, because, you got to get into the stuff that you can measure, the stuff that you
mm-hmm.
can take, that you can actually look at. You got to get past the drama. I hate to say it that way, but you
got
to get past the drama
because,
that drama's not going to fix anything.
No. And we all have jobs to do, right?
Yes.
And it is your job
to
ensure that we can do ours better
and
more efficient.
Yeah.
And get that good data, right?
Yeah. And, ultimately, the goal is for them to make more money or to grow or whatever the goal is that we've established in the beginning of the conversation.
Sure.
What's the goal? And part of my job is to make sure we're tracking to that target.
Absolutely.
We're going to improve our profitability by 10% or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
It falls on me to make sure we get there. So I got to make sure that what I'm doing will get them where they want to get.
Absolutely. But as a man that loves data, it sounds like you're passionate about really getting them those results that they want.
Yeah. And have it be sustainable for them.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know I mentioned this before the show, but I was checking out your website, as I do with most of my guests,
okay.
do a little bit of stalking or research, as we like to call
there
it. And it became very clear to me that it's about collaboration.
Yes. Yes.
Your job focuses primarily on collaboration with your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're not going in again and telling them what to do.
No.
You are working with them.
Building on what they've already done.
Yes. Side by side.
Yeah.
You know,
your process, your data, your people, your results.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a great approach.
Thank you.
Love it. Let's break the stigma of consultants are not great to work with. You know what I mean? Because Paul's here to change everyone's mind.
Yeah, sure.
That's great. Well, before we end the show, Paul, is there anything we missed that you would like to mention about
what you do? No, I think we kind of hit a lot of things.
We did. Yeah. It's wonderful. I think what you're doing is great. It's much needed, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Yeah. Because we are all working harder than we've ever worked before with less resources and less workforce. Yes. And if there's a better way to get it done, Paul Graver's the guy to let you know.
Absolutely.
Incredible. Yes. Well, Paul, how can we learn more about Exetis? Consulting.
It's all on my website. Yeah. You know, there's a lot there. It's just Exetis.com. Exetis.com.
Yep. Wonderful.
There's a lot there.
Great website.
There's
contact
information. I'm happy to take a conversation on with anybody.
Wonderful.
You know, so look at the website, see what you see, and if you have any questions, call me. I'll pick up the phone.
Awesome. Paul, thank you so much for being on the show today, sharing your expertise, and I'm hoping you get a ton of phone calls.
I hope so. Yeah.
Awesome. And that's all the time we have for today on I'm In with the ARCC. Be sure to tune in next week.